From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Charlie Pierce, and Luke Burbank. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
Fine.
Where are you calling from?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Really? What do you do down there in Fort Worth?
I'm actually a flight attendant.
Oh, you are?
With a major airline.
You sound slightly, what's the word, sheepish about that. Be proud. We all need flight attendants.
I'm shy.
Okay.
Well, you're in the right line of work.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Robin, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Robin's topic?
I have a note from my doctor.
As scientists and doctors learn more about our bodies and the way they work, we're learning some unusual things about ourselves, particularly about what can go wrong. This week we heard about a surprising new illness recently discovered by doctors. Our panelists will tell you about three such maladies, only one of which will someday be covered by your health insurance, or used as a reason not to give you health insurance, depending. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Okie doke.
Ready to play?
Yes.
First up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Warhol said, "We all get our 15 minutes, but thanks to the magic of reality TV, that number has steadily crept up to about 17 minutes, 30 seconds. But what exactly drives all those would-be singers, dancers, chefs, gold briefcase pointer adders to think they have something the American people want to see on TV? Well, the answer is psychological problems. Seriously, a paper in the upcoming issue of the Journal of Psychiatry finds that around 15% of Americans suffer from reality TV-related delusions of grandeur. That is an overinflated sense of their competence at various disciplines. The paper's author cites a couple of factors. Too much affirmation of young children. You are a beautiful and unique snowflake, Ricky. And the effects of constantly seeing regular people on TV showing their quote-unquote talents. Doctors say the syndrome can lead to problems at work and in relationships. Says Dr. Peter Williams of Case Western University, who led the research, in reference to shows like So You Think You Can Dance and America's Got Talent, the answers are no, you can't dance. And America, it turns out, doesn't got talent. Peter?
Reality TV syndrome from Luke Burbank. Your next story of an illness that makes carpal tunnel so last year comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Arlene Tisdale suffered from panic attacks so severe she couldn't leave her house for 2 years. Medications didn't work. But everything changed one day in March when a neighbor brought Arlene a tiny wet possum baby that needed constant care. When I tucked that ugly little thing into my bosom, it was like a new lease on life, said Mrs. Tisdale, a widow from Dime Box, Texas. Tisdale found that as long as she was fostering one or two newborn animals in her cleavage, she had no panic symptoms. So far, she's raised, among others, two raccoons, a squirrel, and an armadillo. She even got a job at the drive-thru at the bank. Sometimes the critters poke their heads out, but nobody seems to mind. Her therapist strongly endorses the plan, which has been given the DSM-4 classification, Bosom Proximity Mediation Therapy. And the bank says the drive-thru has never been more popular.
A woman has a particular kind of anxiety that can only be treated by putting small animals in her bosom. Your last story of a new illness comes from Charlie Pierce.
And on the Black Sabbath, he rested. Roger Tullgren, a 42-year-old dishwasher in Hässleholm, Sweden, recently won his case before the country's disability board to have his excessive devotion to heavy metal music declared a disability. Roger had lost several previous jobs due to absenteeism. He goes to about 300 heavy metal shows per year, and due to the fact that he dresses like someone who goes to approximately 300 heavy metal shows per year. Psychologists testified that his heavy metal lifestyle constituted a legitimate disability and qualified Roger under Sweden's obviously giddy anti-discrimination statutes. I've been trying for 10 years to get this classified a handicap, says Roger. Imagine what they could do in Sweden with Celine Dion.
All right, Robin, here are your choices from Luke Burbank, reality TV syndrome, in which people get inflated sense of selves from watching untalented people become nationally famous. From Kerry O'Connor, a strange case of a woman whose anxiety could only be cured by caring about baby animals in her bosom. And from Charlie Pierce, heavy metal syndrome, in which a man finally was recognized for his handicap, an addiction to heavy metal music. Which of these is a story of a real new illness in the news?
Reality TV syndrome.
Really? So your choice is going to be Luke's story of the reality TV syndrome?
Yes.
All right. If that's your choice, then we will bring you the real answer. We spoke to somebody who knows a little bit about this problem.
I can understand that his keenness for the music, but as far as having some uncontrollable desire to headbang, I'm not sure.
That was Jamie Hooper, the lead singer in the metal band 3 Inches of Blood, describing how heavy metal can in fact be addictive, as it was to that poor man in Scandinavia. I'm so sorry, Robin, but as you now know, Charlie had the real answer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing.
I thought about it, but you should always go with your first gut feeling, huh?
Really? You think? Well,
maybe not this time.
No, maybe not. It's okay. Next time you see us in the air, you can spill a drink on us. We'll totally understand.
Okay.
All right, Robin. Well, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.